نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم وممن حملنا مع نوح ومن ذرية إبراهيم وإسرائيل وممن هدينا واجتبينا صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله we had discussed yesterday about Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and his father, the detailed incident and how he very politely, diplomatically, in moderation, with love, with affection, he addressed his father, he explained to his father the folly of the worshipping of the idols, and he invited him towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we also discussed Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu salam, and also Sayyidina Idris alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam, and Harun alayhi salatu salam. Allah ta'ala thereafter says that these are the Anbiya, the Nabis, whom Allah has favored from the progeny of Adam, from the progeny of those who we carried with Nuh, and from the progeny of Ibrahim, and Israel, that is the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu salam. وَمِمَّنْ هَدَيْنَا وَاجْتَبَيْنَا, those who we guided and selected. Allah had selected these Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. Allah had guided them. Allah sent them into this world for the hidayat of people. And they made a great effort amongst their people. Those who accepted them, believed in them, followed them, they were successful. Those who rejected, they were destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had praised these Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, and Allah ta'ala then said that when the verses of Rahman are recited upon them, then you find them falling down into prostration, crying and weeping. They fall down in prostration, weeping before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was a salient feature amongst these Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, and they would read the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their various scriptures that was sent to them, and they would become gripped with fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would go down into sajda in prostration, and they would weep in sajda. Allah ta'ala says, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ, but after them came or comes a group of people or successes. خَلْفٌ here refers to successes, who أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ, who destroyed salat and followed their passions. There is a difference of opinion amongst the commentators exactly who these people are. Most of the commentators have two views, that they came after these, the generations of these Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, and they destroyed salah, they did not perform the salah correctly, they neglected salah, whichever form it was in that time. And they followed and they pursued their desires. Some say it refers to a group of people in this latter ummah, in our ummah, those who discard salah. Adha'u salah, the word adha'u means to destroy. And the meaning of destroying the salah means they discard it altogether, they don't perform salah, or they delay their salah, they do not read salah on its correct time. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the description of the salat of a munafiq. He says, tilka salatul munafiq, that is the salat of a munafiq. Yarqubu shams, he just looks at the sun, that just before the sun can set. Fanaqara arba'an, then like how a bird pecks onto the ground. Like that, the person just quickly reads four rakats asr, and the person did not have, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, this munafiq didn't even read, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but very little in the salah. In other words, the salah was not done properly, with the proper postures, with the adab, the etiquettes, fulfilling the demands of salah. May Allah ta'ala protect us from such a salah. أَوَلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ, the very first thing a person will be taken to task for on the day of Qiyamah, as far as a'mal is concerned, will be his salah. The very first thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will check our salah, the salah that we read, the fara'id. Allah, out of His kindness on that day, will check our fara'id. If it is saluhat, if it is perfect, tammat, then no problem. But if there is some naqs in our salah, deficiency is found in us, in our fard salat, then Allah will tell the angels, check if he's got any nafil salat. So bring that nafil salat, and it will be used to fill in the deficiencies, to cover up for the deficiencies found in his fard salat. Therefore, the ulama explained nafil to be is mukammilat or mutammimat, that which fills up and helps you to complete, like how in examination we have part marks. So they look for part marks to pass us for our salah. So even nafil, of course, qada we have to give, but nafil also is very important. Many people don't have any zawq, shawq for reading nafil salah. When you come into the masjid, for example, there are certain times when it is makruh to perform salah. Sunrise, sunset, zawal time. But for example, we came for Isha salah. And it is still early. Even if the azan has gone already, we still got another 12 minutes, 10 minutes to perform our sunnah. But at least read 2 rakat tahiyyatul masjid. We came in for Zuhar salah. We have time. Read tahiyyatul masjid. We don't read tahiyyatul masjid. Those in i'tikaf, going out to the toilet to make wudu, you come back. 2 rakat tahiyyatul masjid. We have Ishraq salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yatarabba. After Fajr Salat, he would sit cross-legged and he would fi musallahu, ala musallahu, hatta tatlu' al-shamsu hasna, until it was completely bright, means it was now Ishraq time, he would read his Ishraq Salah. Salatul Duha, chash namaz as we say, around 10 o'clock, half past 10, extremely important. Great benefit. This is all nafil. We must bring this. Tahajjud Salah. Da'u Salihin. This was the practice of all the pious people. It helps to expiate our sins. There is great fazilat in tahajjud salah. So read this nafil as well. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, when he became Amir al-Mu'mineen, he wrote to the governors, all his governors, he wrote them a note, a very important. He said, from all your matters, the most important matter is your salah. From all your matters. Preserve your salah. Be conscious that you are reading your salah correctly, properly. Safeguard your salah. Whoever destroys his salah, in other words, he does not perform it correctly, properly, with the proper arkan, ta'adil of the arkan. He reads it very haphazardly, as I mentioned, like a bird pecking its beak on the ground. He does not care about his salah. He delays his salah. Then you are destroying your salah. And if you destroy your salah, then you will be destroying all other matters. So if you're a governor, and if you're not reading your salah correctly, there is all the likelihood that you will not be able to govern the people, because you will be very lax in those matters, because you haven't performed your salah correctly. Salatu imaduddin, it is a pillar of deen. Mashallah, we come for salah. Now you must beautify our salah. Bring husn into our salah. Khushu, khudu, we mentioned the other night. A sahabi comes in, reads salah, he comes to Rasulullah, assalamu alaikum ya Rasul. Nabi Sam gives, makes salam. Nabi Sam tells him, irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back, read namaz, you haven't read salah. Sahabi goes back, he reads namaz, comes back. It happens 2 or 3 times, irji' salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back, fa salli, you haven't read, go and read namaz, fa innaka lam tusalli, you haven't performed. Sahabi was thinking, what is it? I heard 2-3 times. Then he asked Rasulullah, what do you mean? Nabi Kareem explained to him that when he was making his, after his ruku, coming into the position of qawma, he did not do it correctly. He did not stand up upright with ease, that all the bones in the body are at ease, at rest. But he hardly, and we see this prevalent amongst our people. Allah forgive us, Allah help us to correct our salah. Many people, men, women, they have hardly even risen from ruku. They just raise the head and already in the sajda. This is totally incorrect. Ta'dil of arkan is wajib. You're supposed to be standing upright. There's no need to rush. In fact, there are masnoon du'as that one could read. Beautiful du'as. Between the two sajdas, you hardly even raise your head after the one sajda in the position of jalisa. You're already rushing down. Why do we hasten with the salah? Allah subhanahu takes the salah of a person who reads in that way, like a dirty rag, a mitten that you throw back on somebody's face, like that Allah takes the salah and throws back onto you. Allah does not need our ibadah. Let us do it properly. We're talking to Allah, enjoy it. And therefore Sayyidina Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi, it is mentioned, and even Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, one of them, it is mentioned that before salah, he would sit on the musalla preparing and his whole face will turn pale. Somebody asked him, are you not feeling well? You're sick? He says, no. So then what has happened to you? He said, don't you realize in front of whom I'm going to stand now? You got an appointment, a business appointment. You're going for a job interview. And how you dress properly, and how you practice, you rehearse before you go. If he asks this, what answer I'm going to give, and how I'm going to speak. But for salah, we have taken it so casual. May Allah give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq of establishing our salah. 5 times daily in the masjid of jamaat with the men folk, women at home, women also, I know inshallah our mothers and sisters are listening, mashallah they read a lot of nafil etc, but many times they delay their salah. Either because they're busy in the kitchen or on the phone or whatever it is, they delay the salah. The moment salah time comes, one should immediately hasten towards salah and read your salah properly. Do not delay salah. Do not discard your salah. Perform your salah with the proper postures, with khushu, with khudu, with feeling. Because you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn the meaning of the surah that you are going to read. Then you will enjoy, you will have concentration. A common problem, people say, I can't concentrate. Because we do not know what the maulana is reading, what the imam is reading. It's difficult to learn the entire Quran, but few surahs, what you commonly we hear Maghrib time, we can learn the meaning of those surahs. Then at least on your own also, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, in one of his bayans he had mentioned so beautifully, to get that concentration, see in ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. In sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Other postures, Allahu Akbar, oh, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. So you know the meaning of this, that you are praising, you glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most great. Allah is free from all deficiencies, shortcomings, as we mentioned the other day. Subhana. And he said, Allah, our Rasulullah has taught us to say, Subhana Rabbi. Eh, mere parwardigar. Oh, my Rab. Oh, my Rab. When you say, Subhanallah, of course, 100% correct, but Subhana Rabbi. So there's a bond, there's an attachment. You're talking to Allah, my Rab, my Rab. So this itself will help you to give concentration. And if your mind wavers, don't worry, try and come back again as far as possible. It shouldn't happen that from the beginning we started, we had some consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then after that we start going everywhere else, and just before salam, we realized we were in salah. For this, we need a lot of mujahada, a lot of practice, a lot of effort to try and concentrate in our salah. And these are the few things we can do to help us to concentrate in the salah, especially if you know the meaning of what's being recited. So in reading your own nusunnat and nafil, read those surahs, learn the meaning, and then when you read, you'll enjoy it. You won't lose your concentration. So the very first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will check is our salah. These people, they destroyed their salah. So as I mentioned, they did not perform salah correctly, without any feeling, without the ta'adir of the arkan. They didn't perform the postures correctly, or they discarded salat. They did not read salat at all. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ. And they pursued their carnal desires. These are two important lessons for us. We must establish our salah, as I said. And my respected brothers and elders, let's make that firm niyat now. All of us say, inshallah, from the bottom of our heart, that I will establish my salah. May Allah make us among those who are muqeemis salah, those who establish salah, reading salah on its time, in the masjid, as I mentioned, for the men folk, with jamaat. If you have that fikr, that nice namaz time, I must rush to to the masjid. Ramadan, how beautifully we came to the masjid.
After Ramadan, why do we discard salah? Why do we become negligent with regard to salah? Salah is the pillar of Islam. So it's something that we have to be concerned. Last year, I made a humble plea. I said, all we need to do is have one or two friends in our street, and you pick them up, or they pick you up, have turns. So you come in for Fajr Salah. At least you know, my neighbor is going to pick me up. I can't make him wait outside for me. He'll be waiting for me. So I must be ready. He'll give me a call to make sure I'm ready. I'll give him a call. Nothing. We'll lose nothing. In fact, we'll feel ourselves so good. And inshallah, our masajid will be abad. We have, mashallah, beautiful masajid. We have ulama. We have hufaz. We have no excuse. It's just laziness. May Allah take out laziness from us. Laziness was the quality of the munafiqeen. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they would stand up for salah, very lazy, a very lazy way, lax way, no concern, they just haphazardly, as they forced to come for salah. And especially our Fajr salah, all our salah. Asr salah specifically, Mufassirin have mentioned in the verse, حَافِذُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. Because that's the time you're closing your shop, you're busy going home. 5 times salah only. Inshallah, if you make the fikr on one person, last year I said just one person, if you can make fikr on many people, all the better. And if he becomes an inamazi, all the sawab you will also get. You will also get the reward. Such an easy way. We have all the time, and mashallah, people keep on sending messages on the status on the phone, about salah and zakat and hajj, and every single people send millions of messages. There's only messages, sending messages. It's time now we need to bring that in our practical lives. Too much of now show business. We have too many posters and billboards. Too many status. Bring your own status, your shan. In the eyes of Allah, it must come high. It must be elevated in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the Mi'raj night, we will talk about As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min and how important it is. My respected brothers, we have to bring it into our lives. The ummah, such a large percentage of the ummah is not reading salah at all. Rasulullah, despite being rahmatul lil alameen and the love and compassion he had for you and I and for his entire ummah, he said, I wish I could make the men go to the salah and then I would go to all the homes and take firewood and burn the homes of all those men who without any legitimate excuse they have not come to the masjid but they're reading at home. Salah. If we at least get our salah right for this month of Ramadan, this is one change in our life that now I'm going to be paabandi in my salah. Come with me. And if you're hafiz of the Quran, if you're alim of deen, and still you're negligent, then this is very serious. Extremely serious. May Allah forgive me, may Allah forgive all of us. This is something we have to bring into our life. Encourage our youngsters, our youth. You are at home, it is time for salah, mashallah, you are first of excellent. But you got baligh sons. You don't even have the himmat and courage to pull them and bring them to, for salah. We're having a function at home, some nikah, whatever it is. There are so many male baligh, males there. But only one or two wake up and come. The others, are they made maaf? We don't have the himmat to tell them about salah. You discuss politics very easily. And sports and every other thing in the world. Everybody was laughing and joking. But for salah, for deen, we don't have the courage. So even our mothers, women, pass on the message. Make sure everybody reads the salah. And the easy way of getting this fikr, Faza'il A'mal, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah has got a whole chapter on salah. Believe me, read it every day at home with the family, with the children. And inshallah, you will see barakat and you will see the change in your life. What happens? Allah save us. Allah give all of us afiyat. But some pareshan. You got a tax problem, you got some court case, you got some sickness, you got some examination. Now we come for salah. So that is good. You are coming, you are asking Allah Ta'ala. But the moment the thing is finished, now you're discarding your salah. So inshallah, we make a concerted effort, all of us. We can give bayans about everything in this world. And all everything is important in Sharia. But salat, salat is the foundation. Conscientize ourselves. We've got few more days. We came so well for our tarawih. We could read for 20 rakats tarawih. So what's a few lesser rakats in normal time for Isha and other salat? Encourage one another. Make it binding upon you. You have to phone me, you have to pick me up for Fajr Salah, and we come in together. Inshallah, we will do this, my respected brothers and elders. Pass on the message. You want to send some message, Eid message, and invite? By establish Salah. We will build big, big masajid, but they're not abad. It's so painful after the, yes, it's highly possible sometime, as I mentioned, after Eid, somebody is gone somewhere, gone overseas, gone on safar. Sometimes ulama, hufaz are gone. Madrasa is on holiday. So imana, he gives the bayan, he's not safe for father himself. That is called badgumani. We have that very, that's very serious bimari. Most of us have that bimari, the sickness. Badgumani. We have bad thoughts of people. We don't even know what's the reality. I used to teach in a hips class in Clear Estate years ago, and we should start madrasa 4 o'clock in the morning, long before Fajr. One brother used to see, I'm not here for Fajr. So one day he met me, I said, Manana, Fajr? I said, Fajr, you come there, listen to us there. Oh, maaf, maaf, maaf. See, like maybe he was worried, concerned, alhamdulillah. It's important to ask nicely, to find out. We do not know where the person is. Sometimes the person is very sick. He's ill. He doesn't have that strength. He's excused. But other than that, especially when you're traveling, we're going for Hajj and Umrah. It is time for Salah. Few people have the himmat. Few people have the tawfiq of reading the Salah. The rest, make qaza when you reach Makkah. Astaghfirullah. You're looking for such a noble. And we discard our salah. Make, inshallah, this is our resolution. That our salah, at all costs, whatever happens, we will make sure we will read our salah. And with jamaat. And you'll be pardoned and try for the first saf. Try for the first saf. So we must make a wudu at home, that's the best thing. Because you make wudu at home and you take a walk, every step you're taking, one guna forgiven, one reward you're getting. In fact, less money of the masjid is used also. Make wudu at home, try and do that. And make sure we paaband for salah. Yeah, it's happened sometimes, some work came, something cropped up, and you got a bit delayed. As far as possible, we must not be masbuk. As far as possible. We must not be late comers for salah. We must be early for salah and fill in the saf, awwal saf from the beginning. It's great fazilat, virtues. Allah's rahmat comes down on the imam, in the person behind him, in the right hand side, then on the left hand side, then the second stuff like that. This idea of always being in the back, and our youngsters, another very humble, I don't have the words, I don't have the heart. After salat, we perform fard. I always joke with my friends, I say there are magnets, huge magnets in every masjid in the back. Draws all the youngsters by the door outside and all of them taking out their cell phone and they're busy talking and laughing and showing something. No sunnat. There is no witr. Where are the fathers? Fathers are in the masjid. My youngsters, if you're not going to establish salah now, it'll become very difficult later on. Our elderly people who are bear witness, in fact this morning, one Hafiz Abbas explained to me, there were six brothers. And he said their father used to walk to Grace Hill Masjid. And they turned around to see. They couldn't look left, they couldn't look right, they had to look straight, discipline, read salah, and go back, read tilawat, and go home. It's any day, and the father used to check on them. But you were there for Fajr Salah. Yes. What did the imam read? Now he's caught. Nowadays we have the receiver at home, so you know what the imam read. Believe me, even in Darul Uloom, you have to ask the boys, did you read your Fajr Salah? My Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, Shaykhul Hadith, his entire life, he gives so much of emphasis on Salah, 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 Salah. You see, he has practical demonstrations when he comes on Salah from the beginning till the end. Alhamdulillah, we had in our Taaleem program, every Ramadan we have during the day. So this will enrich our Salah. It will enrich our Salah. Inshallah, we'll see the benefit of it in our life, in dunya also, and in the akhirah. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq. So, وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ, they follow the desires. So two things, they destroy salat and they follow the desires. Following one's desires. This is the effort of tazkiyah, tasawuf. Shahwat will pull you towards haram. It will make you ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our struggle and battle is to suppress our shahwat, our carnal desires. The desire will pull you towards haram. It will pull you towards having an illicit relationship. It will pull you towards zina. So this is the effort we have to make. And alhamdulillah, in these days we are making tawbah, istighfar, and we're trying to suppress the shahwa. So after the month of Ramadan, we continue, and therefore we have programs in this masjid, many other masajid, we have on a Monday, on a Thursday, for the same reason, because we all are weak, and we go back into our environments, and again, we become lax, and we become negligent, and we forget, and especially our youngsters. You've got a golden opportunity, you've got no excuse. You're not giving big, big, long bayans. It's short, short programs we have. Alhamdulillah, many do come, many do attend, many feel some change in their lives. Allah must accept. We all need it. The speaker needs it the most. If there are no program, we all sitting. I always tell my students, we have madrasa on a Friday. Why? If there's no madrasa, of course, I'm talking about our own. But if you don't have a madrasa on a Friday, what will happen? Some of my students are here, they'll bear witness. Then you sleep, and Jummah, you come in late also. So you didn't read Surah Kahf, you didn't do other amals of Jummah, you didn't come early, at least you read Quran and Hadith, so you cash in with rewards on the day of Jummah. You read, قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ You're sending durood upon Nabiya Kareem Sam. At least that much you did. All these things from the beginning of, the last 10 days, an important point I'm trying to emphasize, we need to bring nuqush, what's in writing, into nufus, into our lives. We need practicality now. We have heard, mashallah, and there's no end to bayans and CDs and social media and audio clips and everything they used to do. Alhamdulillah, very quiet. Wazakir, we need it. But now we must make that intention. But I've heard this. Have I got this in my life? Or are we more concerned about, has he have it in his life? Does she have it in her life? May Allah make me amongst those who establish salah. The word, yuqimuna salah, in the different forms, is throughout the Quran. In other words, Allah does not want us to just read our salah, in English, read your salah. Allah wants you to establish your salah. There's a difference. The only place where the word salah is used, and not iqamatul salah, is in the salatul khawf, in the battle, where they want to read behind one imam. There's a whole procedure of how it's done. So only there, because now one group is going to fight the enemy, whereas one group is reading with the imam. The procedure is long. It's a masala. But that's the only place, because at that time, you have to be on guard. The enemy must not attack. So there, you will not be able to have that type of khushu and khudu like you normally have. That's the only place salah has been used. Otherwise, throughout. What does Allah say? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ سَاهُونَ. They are negligent regarding their salah. Allah says, wail, wail, wail is a very heavy word in Arabic. Destruction, halakat. Woe be to those musallis who are negligent regarding their salah. Therefore, respected brethren, check your salah. After ruku, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِي دُعَاءِ سُرِيكَ. At least, رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Stand up properly and with ease. Don't rush. Then you go down. After sajda, sit up. They have beautiful duas. Allahumma ghafirli wa rahmni wa afini wa hadini wa rizqni wa jburni wa fa'ani wa sturni. It's a long dua. Simple. But inshallah, we were trying to learn these duas also. If you say Allahumma ghafirli wa rahmni, sufficient. At least that will help you to pause. Just going, putting your head down, hardly even woke up. And you, Allah is not in need of our salah. So inshallah, read our salah correctly. And our effort we have to make is that we have to combat nafs and shaitan. This kushti, this wrestling match, is a lifelong wrestling match. Kabhi wo dabale, kabhi tu dabale. Sometimes your nafs overpowers you, sometimes you overpower. It's a long life, it's an entire life, this is a battle. But the important thing is don't become engulfed in your shahwa. In the month of Ramadan, there was a spiritual exercise we all did by fasting. Allah made it such that Allah made it compulsory that during the day, whilst you are fasting, you are refraining from those things which are normally halal for you. To eat, drink, relationship with your wife. But during fasting, whilst you are fasting, those halal things are haram for you. So what are you doing? You are going against your shahwa. No matter what, how high the shahwat is, the desire is, it's pulling you towards just taking one sip of water. You're saying no. Why? Because now you're conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the effort of tazkiyah. Exactly the same thing. You are now going against your shahwat. The more you suppress your shahwa, the more closer you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Man khafa maqama rabbihi, that person who fears standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he suppresses his desire, Jannat is for him. That's his abode. So this shahwat, it requires a lot of mujahada. Mujahada, you got to combat the shahwat, you got to fight it. The desire is there, the temptation is there. After the month of Ramadan, we're going to go out Saturday night, we're going to chill, we're going to go to the beach, we're going to go here, there. Girls, boys, we'll meet, party, we'll have fun, entertainment. And now it's over, Eid, and it's happiness and joy. My dear brother and dear sister at home, for Allah's sake, do not destroy your life. Do not destroy your life. It'll be too late. How many a girl fell pregnant? How many a boy made zina? Plenty. How many people even came up to me, phoned me, email? Manana. I'm finished. This is what I did. Why must we play with fire? Allah has given us a pure deen. Ask for a pure life. And that pure life, without that haram, uqsim billah, I swear in the name of Allah, in the masjid of Allah. May Allah grant it to me, I don't have it. But I swear in the name of Allah, that life without that haram, it's so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful. You are losing nothing. The entertainment outside in the world, all those things will wallahi take you further and further and further and further away from Allah. You will feel miserable. Your life will be centered around drugs, womanizing, gambling, shahwat, zina, evil company, no masjid in life. You'll never even open Quran Sharif. You won't even take the name Allah. Is that life? Is that happiness? When Allah has given us billions of examples, why don't we just try this other part? Just try it. It's only for our khair, only for our benefit. Just try it. Come in the company. Go out, the youngsters go out in Jamaat. Excellent. But it's not sufficient. After you come back from Jamaat, you don't go back to your habits. If you sit in the company of some sheikh, it's not sufficient. You got to carry on. And as you overcome all the hurdles, believe me, you'll be in the varsity and you might be studying some course, but your glance will be down. You will be tempted, but you will say, no, I fear my Allah. Surah Yusuf will play the verse, قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. And Allah will help you. And I swear by Allah, Allah will give you such respect and such honor. Even the non-Muslims will respect you. Even the non-Muslims will respect you. Allah will give you such taqwa, nuri. Many youngsters, mashallah, they went through it. They fought it. It was difficult. They took advice. And they finished the course. They qualified. But alhamdulillah, they did not taint and spoil their lives. How many a young girl, believe me, parents will take her off, they go whatever, and they go on to the varsity. And they'll wear the scarf in the morning, the moment they reach, their scarves are out. And the father thinks, my daughter is, mashallah, she's studying, and she's oh, very important nowadays. Very important. You must have the degree, because when you get married and the husband divorces, what's going to happen then? You see? That mentality, that thinking. Allah forgive me, I'm not going to go into that, digress there. But you don't even know what your daughter is doing. How often did you go and check? Did you ever have the himmah to see your child's cell phone and what's inside? No, we can't. We don't do it. Tarbiyat, you will make of your children. You continue and continue and continue till your eyes close. That is your responsibility. That is your duty. And do it with love, with affection, with feeling. Nobody is saying you must be hard and punish your child and hurt your child. Do it with love. But we allow them all the wrong things, wrong pleasures, entertainments, and when it is too late, then we come. Now we want the tawis of the greatest amil in the world. Any amil comes South Africa, and mashallah, our South Africans, ajib. That's the truth. Maaf, I say these things. Wallah, I've got no fear for any person. And nobody, alhamdulillah, again, Hazrat Mawlana should say, Allah keep me lad. We don't take a single cent from any person, not from the masjid or anything. Allah help me always to be independent so we can speak the haqq. And I'm not saying this to fight with any person. Believe me, from the bottom of my heart, with love and feeling. We don't understand. We don't know what is right from wrong. So any person will come, and most or many of them are all bogus. Believe me. They are bogus. You don't know what's written in the tawis. You don't know what he's telling you to do. How many a person told me? What things have transpired? Follow Quran, read your salah, Allah will give you barakah. Allah will give you barakah in your livelihood also. You'll see your rosy thriving. You'll feel good in your heart. You'll feel connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll have enjoyment. Yes, there'll be tests. They will 100%. Doesn't mean a buzur doesn't become sick. A wali of Allah doesn't go through any pain. As I mentioned last day, the more closer you are to Allah, the more tests you will get. But each time you're making sabr and you're scoring more and more points, in the eyes of Allah, you're getting more and more closer. It's not just everything will be so rosy and nothing will happen to you. How often you find somebody comes to the Mawlana, somebody sick and he makes dua. Person is, Allah makes it such, he makes some dam no water or he makes dua and the person is cured. But the Mawlana himself is sick. This is Allah's nizam, Allah's plan. All we need to do is understand our deen, inshallah, connect ourselves with the correct people, have sincerity, make an effort, you stumble, you will fall, no problem. Try, persevere, continue, you'll make mistakes, carry on, you'll make mistakes, don't become despondent, and inshallah, slowly, slowly, but the enjoyment of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah, you see, that a few minutes of haram lazzat, you cast a glance at some woman and you enjoyed her. He said, lazzat-e qarizi mili, zillat-e daimi mili. Few seconds you enjoyed, 2-3 seconds, your nafs felt nice. After that, it says perpetual misery for you. Why? Because Allah's la'nat is upon you. Then you don't enjoy your wife. Because you're casting lustful glances at other women. And a person keeps on doing this to every woman that he sees. Then Hazrat, you say that halal wife, no maza in her. He's having a relationship with his own wife, but his dhyan is somewhere else. A person came to him, Hazrat, kya karu? Even in sajda, the private part of that woman comes into my mind. These are all serious things. Imagine standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything revealed. We made mistakes, we are weak. So rectify, change, inshallah. Bring change in our life. Bring change in life. Inshallah, make dua for me. I'm making dua for everybody. Our mothers, sisters. We don't know when mort will come. Nobody's got any guarantee. Just today in Taraweeh, the thought came, if I collapse now, I'm gone. It's finished. Am I ready to meet my Allah? Am I ready to meet my Allah? So we say we're not ready. So when will we be ready? Start making a few steps towards becoming ready. And inshallah, we have that himmat. And we have people around us. We get advice, try. So many youngsters in this last few nights, banana, this, that. And we can see they want some person to help them. You're most welcome. Last year we said the same thing. But after that, mashallah, we become so busy. Until next Ramadan comes. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah guide us. May Allah guide us. May Allah fill our hearts with ishq and muhabbat and ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah. So imagine the day of Qiyamah when your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sees you in such a happy condition. People who made the change. And my son gave the talk today, Jummah. He was going to South America, but there were so many things he needed to say. But when he was there, and he messaged to say that one youngster from Argentina, accepted Islam last year. And something about he was like the third most famous person in some aspect in the YouTube, I don't know exactly what it is, but some very famous person in the world. He was a non-Muslim. And so they said he's going to come now, you know. So he said, I expect to see a person, you know, not so dini, because he just newly accepted Islam and he's so famous in something in the YouTube. And he says, when he came in, he had a imama, sunnat liba, sunnat kurta, sat with such etiquette, eating with his hands, and noor, beard. See, when they make the change, how close. And now you ask those people, and ask him the life that he had previously, was that enjoyable life, or now he's enjoying? He's reading salat, we're reading salat from the time we're small children. He's reading salat only for 1 year. Why is he getting something different? That's all we need to do, inshallah. And our young sisters at home, it's difficult to make their islah, it's very hard. May Allah guide our youth, may Allah guide our youth, may Allah protect them from all type of evil. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله هم تو بہت کمزور ہیں یا اللہ ہم نالائق ہیں یا اللہ we don't have any اخلاص my Allah یا اللہ we are so filthy my Allah we are so far away from you my Allah یا اللہ شو الصراط المستقيم my Allah Allah, Ramadan is coming to an end, my Allah. Our lives will come to an end too, my Allah. How are we going to face our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah? Sahaba will come with all the different wounds on their bodies that they sustained, my Allah. Ya Allah, your pious friends, my Allah, the awliya, they will come with big, big amal that they did, man. Allah, what can we present, my Allah? Nothing of ours is right, my Allah. There's shortcoming, deficiencies in all of action, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us ilm, my Allah. But we're not taking amal according to the ilm. Ya Allah, we have got no excuses in this country, my Allah. Ya Allah, deen has been established for years, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide me, guide all of us, my Allah. Guide our youngsters, my Allah. Protect them, my Allah. Protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents made such effort for our hifazat and tahaffuz of our deen in this country, my Allah. Don't make our youth destroy it, oh, my Allah. Don't make us be what this ayat is, what you have mentioned in the Quran. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. That they destroyed salat, they've pursued their passions and desires. Soon they will be thrown into Jahannam. Oh Allah, protect us, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide us. Make us establish salah, my Allah. Make us love salah. Rasulullah said, we see that salat is the coolness of my eyes. My Allah, he would tell Bilal, Bilal, call out the Adhan, Arihna, give us comfort by now, we're going to read namaz. Oh my Allah, what enjoyment Rasulullah would have in his salat. Give us some enjoyment in our sajda, in our ruku, in the different postures, help us to read with the proper ta'adil, arkan. Ya Allah, make us be muwazabin on our salat. Ya Allah, make us be muqimina salat. Ya Allah, help us to read our salat with jamaat, not to discard our salat, not to be lax, my Allah. Take out the nifaq from our hearts, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Protect us from zina. Protect us from music, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all evil practices, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from drugs and drinking, my Allah. Protect us from evil company, my Allah. Give us that shu'ur now, that understanding, realization that now we have to come onto sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, guide us, ya Allah. If we go wrong again, bring us onto sirat al-mustaqim. Protect us, ya Allah. Make our hifazat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us. Without you, we are useless, ya Allah. We have learned from the kitabs the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That there is no turning away from any sin except with help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's no quwwah, there's no strength to do any good deed except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you're the only one who can help us, my Allah. Guide us. We know you are so loving, my Allah. Full of compassion and mercy, my Allah. Shower that mercies upon us. Especially, my Allah, before Ramadan terminates, forgive us completely. And after the month of Ramadan, guide us, my Allah. Make it be better than all the other years now. Ya Allah, make this day, this night, this few days we have now, make it be a turning point in our life. Make us make that resolution. That youngster sitting there, my Allah, you are well aware, my Allah. He's crying in his heart, my Allah. He has made sincere tawbah. Give him that himmat. That young girl, my young sister at home, she's got sincere tawbah she's making, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have concealed the faults, my Allah. Give them hidayat, my Allah.
All of us are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weakest of everybody else, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sitting on this chair, my Allah. We don't deserve to be sitting here, my Allah. Your fazal, your karam, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect this masjid, my Allah. The anawara, the barakah, that over the years, my Allah, let it carry on and increase and go more and more. Ya Allah, every person who comes to this masjid, make him be a wali of Allah. Ya Allah, every mother and sister who listens to the program, make her be a wali, my Allah. Guide us, protect us from all types of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us be people who just fight and quarrel and argue, and people who have full of, who just have a desire for fame and name, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us be such that we destroy our amal, my Allah, not having any sincerity, my Allah. Guide us as ulama, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide our students of our madrasa, my Allah. Make all of us ulama rabbaniyun, my Allah. Make us be ulama al-haq, my Allah. Make us be hadin mahdiyin, my Allah. Don't make us be dalil mudillin, my Allah. Don't make us become a sabab of fitna, my Allah. Don't make us be a sabab of people being wrong, my Allah. People look up to us, my Allah, as the guides, my Allah. Make us be true guides, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us guide them properly, my Allah. Make us be connected to you, my Allah. And help us to connect millions and billions of people to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Fill our hearts with the ishq of your ishq and muhabbat, and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us see the beauty of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us admire the sunnah and bring into our lives, my Allah. Give us understanding of Quran, hadith and sunnah, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite the ulama-i kiram, my Allah. Unite the masses, my Allah. Unite the ummah, my Allah. Protect the ummah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, from the enemies, my Allah. Ya Allah, different parts of the world, they are being bombarded, my Allah. Tu raham ka maamla farma, karam ka maamla farma. Ya Allah, izzat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, badar wali nusrat farma. Ya Allah, in the different the ghazawat, ya Allah, when your nusrat came, when angels came down, my Allah. Ya Allah, send down the angels to assist, my Allah. Tu razi Punjab, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know we have moved away from Sirat al-Mustaqim, my Allah. We have angered you. Ya Allah, we made a mistake, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made a mistake, my Allah. Ya Allah, a child that is the rebellious to the parents and disobedient, after the child realizes, he goes back and he asks for forgiveness. Ya Allah, the parent forgives that child, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are arhamur rahimin, my Allah. Ya Allah, humse ghalati ho gayi, ya Allah. Bari ghalati ho gayi. Allah, inna, ya Allah, aznabna zamban azima, zamban kabira, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed the big sins. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Protect our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we heard in Jumu'ah the importance of protecting our iman, my Allah. Hamari iman ki hifazat farma. Hamari, ya Allah, the puri nasal ki iman ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, our progeny, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Make them be successful in dunya, qabr, and akhirat, my Allah. Protect all of us, my Allah. Fulfill all our jais murad, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. We are from head to toe. We got needs upon needs upon needs, my Allah. Every second we got some need, my Allah. We need you, my Allah. Tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le. Tu samad hai, tu beniaz hai, Allah. Tu ghani hai, tu hamid hai. Hum faqir hai, hum bikari hai, Allah. At your door, my Allah. You brought us to the masjid, we are making shukar, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters are raised at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu hidayat ka faisla farma. Grant us hidayat, my Allah. Allah, jo bimari hai, unko shifa ata farma. Give them complete shifa, my Allah. Tamam marhumin ko jannatul firdaus naseeb farma. Ya Allah, give us a good mood. Madina Pak mein, ya Allah. Ya Allah, at Madina Munawwara, my Allah. Ya Allah, after doing such a good amal, that you are so pleased and you accept it, my Allah. Make us give us mood with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us jannatul baqi, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Quran, water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah in the company of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Give us the strength and good health, my Allah, to see the end of Ramadan in a good condition, my Allah. Such a good condition, my Allah, that you must be so happy with us, my Allah. And always be happy with us, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabul farma. Allah, all those who requested dua from different places, answer all the jais murad as well. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa salim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.